our first guest was supposed to appear with us during Snowmageddon.
The snowpocalypse, yeah.
So we had to completely reschedule that, but it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you a lady by the name of Darcy Eichenberg, and we refer to her more affectionately as Coach Darcy. Welcome to the show, Darcy.
Hi, Stone. Hi, Todd. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Glad to be here on a rainy day rather than a snowy day.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you know, you would have gotten on our radar anyway, but one of the things that made us so excited about getting you on the show was this Red Cape Revolution thing you got going. If you would, give our listeners a little bit of a feel for what that's all about.
Sure. Well, Red Cape Revolution is a brand new online community and really was an offshoot of my ongoing coaching with leaders and people in workplaces that just wanted to create more life in their work. It started as kind of an answer to this question people keep having about, you know, I'm stuck. What do I do next? And yet all the things that are out there about what to do next seem so hard. So I thought, what if we could have something that was fun and that where you could bring your superpowers to work? And so that's the idea behind Red Cape Revolution, is how do we have ways that we can bring our superpowers to work and soar through our careers, have more fun, and make a bigger difference?
Now, I just got to ask, what's the bias against the Batman? Well, what couldn't have been the Dark Knight Revolution?
I like Batman.
You realize I was Batman for like 7 Halloweens in a row? I mean, come on.
Well, you know, I'm a more lighthearted, optimistic kind of person. And so, you know, Dark Knight kind of feel is just a little bit more harsh for my brand.
Now, the video, though, where you have all the people in the business environment doing their daily chores wearing a red cape, was really pretty funny, but I got to tell you, it would have been better cinema if they were all wearing Batman masks and had the
Well, know. I'll keep that in mind for 2.0, Todd.
Okay,
yeah.
Outstanding.
But I mean, this is idiosyncratic, right? You got to find your own inner superhero. So if Todd was to come to the show in his Batman costume with his utility belt, that's cool, right?
Exactly.
I could be wearing my Batman underoos right now, as far as you know.
That's a little bit too much information.
I am so glad this is radio.
But,
what a blessing.
Yeah, but the reality is, you know, your red cape is what's right for you. I mean, Right. Maybe your cape's not red, Todd. You know, maybe you've got a different color cape going on. But
you just refer to me as the Dark Knight.
So the imagery and the language and all, it's fun and it's catchy and it gets your attention. But what are you really talking about? When you refer to superpowers, what are you really talking
right,
about?
Right, right. Well, when we're talking about superpowers, it really goes beyond using your strengths. There's a lot of conversation out there, you know, great books by Marcus Buckingham, Todd Rath about strengths. But what I found in my traditional coaching work is that when people were thinking about their strengths, they would automatically go to weakness. There's just something in your brain that when you say strengths, as a matter of fact, I remember a client distinctly when I'm like, well, okay, let's identify your strengths. Well, I don't know if I have any strengths, but my wife can sure tell me what all my weaknesses are. You know, we spend a lot of time, and I don't know if it's just in our very forward-thinking culture, but we spend a lot of time really focused on what's not right about us. And I really want to change the dialogue and influence people to change the dialogue in their own minds about how to get at their strengths and more than strengths. Superpowers are all your talents, your ideas, your enthusiasm, your resources, who you know, where you are, and put all that together. And superpowers just seem like a fun way to break through that instead of sort of a more tactical, here are my strengths, here's my list of things that came out of the corporate assessment. So I think about it as people's superpowers.
Well, you talk about it again in your video. Remember when you were a kid and you used to mm-hmm. tie a towel around your neck and run around the house as a hero? I mean, I did that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of thought leadership out there about unleashing your inner child, if you will, that we're all born creative geniuses, but our culture and society tamper that down. I just put out an ebook about how to kind of develop and live an intrepid
Todd's
life and career.
Todd's superpower is to plug his stuff during your segment.
and good for him to do that.
One of the contributors in her contribution said, think about your future in a fun, creative way using crayons.
Uh-huh.
Because unleash your inner child and have fun and be creative that way. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Well, it is in many ways. I don't necessarily think of it as inner child, but because sometimes that goes to people thinking, oh, it's a little bit woo-woo or therapeutic. For me, but it is kind of going to, what are you really? You know, where's your voice? I had a very successful 15-plus-year career career in a high-end principal of a consulting firm, traveling all over, working with, you know, big branding companies, and realized along the way that I had kind of lost some of my own voice. And it took me a couple of years after I made the break and started my own business and became an entrepreneur to really realize what was special and unique about me again. And I would have said that I always held on to that, but I realized how much I had let go. And it was letting go of my own red cape and now really embracing what was really special and unique and fun and different about me.
So how do you get back in touch with your innate superpowers or discover your superpowers or develop new ones? Do you lean on assessments you mentioned earlier? Do you look at the people around you and ask them to help you identify? How do you get in touch with these things?
So one, I think, is the willingness to say, there are things that are great and unique and special about me. And when I do speaking engagements, I often have people, one of the points that I make is brag on yourself. And it is amazing how many people think brag is a four-letter word. And But it's fascinating that when you give people permission to brag, you know, I ask my audiences, think about one thing you are incredibly proud of. What's one thing that you are just, you know, that really was a great experience for you in the last year. And now turn to your neighbor and then pump it up to a 10. Don't just talk about it, but pump it up to a 10. And when they do that, inevitably the other person, the listener, says, that didn't sound like bragging. That was not, that didn't sound like it was, you know, you're full of yourself. But we so resist telling our great stories. And so a lot of it starts with telling your great stories, knowing what you're proud about. What's, you know, what are the things that you want others to know that there just doesn't always seem to be permission to say that, you know, to say I'm proud that, you know, I can be here and chatting with you guys and having a good time. I mean, you know, instead of saying, oh, well, that's, you know, That's just what I do, or that's just part of business. No, it's to be proud and excited about it.
I suspect you have two basic challenges that you deal with on a day-to-day basis. One is convincing someone to unleash their superpowers. The second one, and I guess, and I'm assuming maybe the more frustrating one is, all right, someone said, all right, Darcy, I want to do this, but they're stuck in some cube farm in a corporate environment where the environment is not conducive to letting them unleash those powers. How do they begin to be themselves and unleash those superpowers in an environment like that?
Yeah, it's a great question. One of the things that struck me when I was first doing research and listening to my clients and this idea was coming to me about Red Cape Revolution was just that there's so much wasted talent out there. People saying, well, I'd like to be doing more. I'd like to be doing different things, but, you know, my workplace is this. I'm waiting for our merger to settle down, or I'm waiting for the new CEO to get in place. And my comment to those people is, you have to take the control, and you actually have the control. And the red cape is your choice, where I can show up, I can bring my superpowers to work, I can wear my red cape, and I can start making a difference for myself. It may be as simple as deciding to do one or two little behaviors that no one else necessarily notices, but maybe it's deciding you're going to click less, you're going to not be attached with your BlackBerry 24 hours a day, that you're going to take an hour in the evening and you're going to go to a class that interests you, or you're going to write, or you're going to talk to your spouse for an hour, you know, or do something that's meaningful to you. So, and what I found in when I'm working with clients and working with broader groups is that by even taking control of one little thing, you can make a huge difference about how you feel about the life that you're having at work, and nothing else necessarily needs to change.
Well, my apologies to you, because I was thinking of all this in the context of the workplace environment, but it really is your entire life.
Well, it is your entire life, but it's a great point, and no apologies needed, because I think that the place where I find that we have the greatest opportunity to make a difference is in our workplace environment. A wise coach asked me the question when I was working on this idea. She said, so, are you pro-employee or are you pro-company? I'm like, I'm pro both. Why should we be one or the other?
Yeah, you know, do you really have to choose between those two?
Right, because this is not about screw the man, go out on your own, do your own thing. Oh, can I say
that's
that
the context we've been operating under for a while, though.
Well, it is.
You have to choose.
It is.
You had to choose.
And
right.
And my point of view is that organizations are good. Organizations are doing things that create change and that, you know, are bringing us products and services that we need. And people in the workplace are the foundation behind the ideas and the change. change. So why can't we find that intersection? Why can't we find that place where you can have, you know, great work and great life at work? And I think it's possible.
Now, are you out collecting these stories as part of this community building and sustaining effort? Is that where a lot of your time and energy is invested right now?
I'm collecting stories. I'm doing, continuing to do one-on-one coaching with people around these things. There will be, across, as Red Cape Revolution grows, some more group coaching and group connection opportunities, because I also find that what's very valuable is when people hear what other people have done, because it's just amazing. We put ourselves down so much and we make it hard for ourselves that we think that the little thing that we did isn't enough because somebody over there has done something big or
right.
great. But when they compare stories, it's like, wow, oh, the fact that I had the guts to say to my boss, hey, I hear that that's what you want. However, it conflicts with this other thing. Can we work together to come up with a better choice? You know, simple conversation, but can switch the whole relationship. So connecting people together. I also do a lot of writing. We're developing content for the site every day.
Right.
Becoming a member of the site, and membership's currently free. It is going to be a doorway to having more just simple, practical tips and scripts about how you can, you know, shift the what you're doing at work.
Well, I'm going to buy Todd a membership for Valentine's Day. Now that I know about the price, but you could have Red Cape Radio.
It could be Red Cape Radio.
It's not as hard as Todd and I make it look either. But no, so you're out collecting these stories. You're building up this whole thing. That's terrific. Mm-hmm. Let me switch gears with you for a moment. This all sounds great. It's fun. It makes for a really interesting conversation. What's the payoff? What's the return on investment if you really do adopt this thinking pattern and adopt some of these mm-hmm. disciplines like you're describing?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I believe there's a huge payoff in the long run for all of us. I think that we have a world right now that just has so many problems and challenges, and they feel so big. But when we break it down to what are the things, how do I not waste the time and the effort and the superpowers that I have? What's the little difference that I can make? And I think that if we could just unleash more of that, and you know, the high-end corporate leadership people will talk about unleashing the human potential. Well, that sounds great, but do you know how to do that yourself? You know, do you have the permission, the magic wand to do that yourself? I think if more of us can find the easy, practical ways within our complicated, busy, amazing lives to make some change at work, to help influence our organizations in different directions, and to feel better about how we're showing up every day, I think that's going to make huge impact on a lot of the challenges that we're facing as a nation and as a world. So I think that's the big payoff. It all starts small, and it starts with each of us.
Does the social web make it easier for someone to unleash their superpowers?
I think it really depends. I think that there are plenty of people who definitely, and I'm one of them, who gain from, you know, being able to be have access to all the social web tools, because you just can connect with so many more people so much easier. That said, there are people who feel like they should all over themselves, as they say. You know, they feel like they should be part of a conversation online, and that's really not their thing. They actually would be better off taking some time to connect more, to have, you know, one or two more enriching relationships face to face or over the phone, than trying to say how many friends do I have, or, you know, how many Twitter followers do I have. So I think it depends. It's certainly a benefit when you're trying to talk about a movement like this. We do have a Facebook page. It's just starting up. And so encourage your listeners to go out and like Red Cape Revolution on Facebook. And there's a free 27 tips to getting more life out of work in 2011 that's available as a free gift when you like us on Facebook. So going out there and starting the conversation in the online community there.
So if you don't mind, as we wrap up, walk us through what an engagement with you might look like. If an individual or maybe even an organization said, on behalf of my employees, I'd like mm-hmm. to bring you in, and I'd like you to introduce them to this whole mindset and thinking pattern. Mm-hmm. Walk us through, if you might, either how that might generally work, or maybe you've got a specific example, and you don't have to share names mm-hmm. if you don't want to,
sure.
how that kind of thing unfolds.
Sure. Well, one of the programs that I've been doing more consistently since we rolled out Red Cape Revolution is really the Superpower Supercharge session. And this is just an intense working session, you know, individuals, and I've done it with some teams, where we're getting really clear on what are the superpowers that live within each of the people, either on the team or you individually, getting over the humps, the barriers of, well, I like to write, but that's not part of my work right now, or, gee, I like to be with people, but the way I'm making money is to be in my, you know, in my cube on the computer. So getting through and getting clear. So when the person first discovers those, then, you know, he or she can take those, and then we work an action plan. I'm about practical, simple actions. Some of these thoughts may sound very big and aspirational, but I found that if you don't make it simple and practical, no one's going to do it. It's like going to the Y. You know, you keep paying your, what did you call it, your fat tax? I thought that was interesting. but if you don't make it simple and easy, if your, you know, shoes aren't sitting next to the bed in the morning before you get out, you're not going to go there. It's not going to be easy. So part of my work is working with people to walk through that. I have some proprietary tools that I use. And again, we all always focus on action and results. And that's another asset that it's just not talk.
So how can our listeners get in touch with you, learn more about Red Cape Revolution, and have a substantive conversation with you to seriously consider engage in your services?
Great. I also do quite a bit of speaking, and I'm looking for more opportunities to do that. There's some fun new topics we're talking about. So you can go to redcaperevolution.com, and there's a talk to us button. You can send me an email there. And also join on redcaperevolution.com. There's a join us button prominently. Again, membership is free right now. Go through the site, download some of the tools. There's a free ebook, How to Thrive in the New World of Work, and some great tools that are getting some great reaction. We are on Facebook. Just look for us at Red Cape Revolution too, and like us, and there's more goodies to get there.
Oh, fun stuff. All right. That was fun. I learned a lot on that one.
Absolutely. Next week, we're going to wear capes.
Next time I come, I'll bring you a cape.
Do you give capes out to your clients as you?
That's
you
a cool
from
idea.
Time to time, I have carried a cape around, but you know, and I do have a couple that stay in my office. But
I know some promotional marketing people.
We can connect.
So. Well, it has been an absolute delight having you on the show. I hope you'll come back sometime. Maybe bring a client or something, and we'll learn more about their story.
Love to.
Can you hang out with us for a little while we visit with our next guest?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thanks. It's great talking to you guys. Thanks.